Today is Thursday, August 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, yeah, another day, another dollar. So I left a little bit of a cliffhanger. It wasn't really a cliffhanger, but in fact, no one even called me out on it on Twitter, which I know is the gauge of whether anyone really cares about what I'm saying. Is anything mentioned on Twitter about it? But I'll go ahead and fill you guys in. So my mom, they came over on the weekend. They're pretty much the only folks that we see. We only see my parents, and that's it. We're not going to church. We're not going to movies. We're not going to, we do grocery shop once a week, but other than that, like, we're not doing anything. So everybody I see is pretty much either my Pride 48 friends via Zoom and podcasting and stuff like that, or Mark, or, occasionally my parents. And so my mom keeps saying, oh, we've got to take a family trip. We've got to take a family trip. We took one trip a couple of Christmases ago, and we went to Florida, and it might have even been last Christmas. I don't remember, but it was one. No, it couldn't have been last Christmas. Regardless, we went on a trip to Florida, and so mom really liked that. Mom and my stepdad really liked that. I get my brother probably liked it, but, he and I are probably less enthralled by all of that. We love our family, but it is what it is. But mom keeps wanting to plan trips, even though, we're in the middle of COVID-19 and everything. So my mom calls me yesterday and she says, hey, we have booked a cabin or a house. I'm not really sure. In Branson, Missouri, for the weekend of September 11th through the 13th. Can you and Mark go? Your brother and his family are coming. We got a separate villa for them. They're going to have their own thing. And you and Mark are going to have your own room. And we can do outdoor stuff. So we're not near people, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was like, well, I don't know. Let me ask Mark. Well, the thing is, with COVID and everything, Mark and I have really been trying to avoid being around a lot of people. And, she's like, well, we'll poke around Branson and there are shows that we could go to and there are things that we could do. And I'm thinking, wait, no. You said we could do stuff outdoors. Shows are going to be indoors. We're not going to go to shows. There are going to be a lot of people in there. We're not going to, like, all of this social distancing we've been doing for the past 5 months or whatever it's been, 6 months, March, April, May, June, July, August, 5 months. We're not going to just, let that go to naught because we wanted to go to Branson with the family. I mean, we could do that in 2 years or whatever when we have a vaccine. But I didn't say that to her because, she's my mom and I don't know. So I'm thinking, well, what are we going to do? And I talked to Mark and he's not really hip on the idea, but he says, it's your family. If you want to spend time with your family, we'll go. And so I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. We've said we're going to go, but we'll have our own room. And I guess, what we discussed is we'll just have to say, we're not going to go out to restaurants. We're not going to go to shows. We will, we will hang around with the family. We'll cook at home. But if you guys want to go, do stuff in crowds of people, then we're not going to do it. But the problem with that is if they go out to crowds of people and then come back and we're sitting around a dinner table eating with them or whatever, and they get COVID. So I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to do. And my parents do not seem to grasp the nature of all of this. They don't seem to really grasp the seriousness. They haven't said it's fake or anything like that, like some people are doing, but at least not to my face. But they just don't seem to grasp it that, it is something that could really be deadly to them, especially because they're both in their 70s. And it's something that, Mark and I want to avoid if at all possible, because we don't want to I mean, who knows? I'm in my early 40s. It's not like I'm, you know, completely immune. And even people who are young, you know, have died with symptoms of COVID. So I don't know. So I don't know what we're going to do ultimately, but we've said we would go. But then my brother, I don't know, there was a text message chain today and my brother was like, "Mom, you know, this is a really bad time of the year for me for getting away," because he's in the heating and air conditioning business. And August and September are two of the hottest months in Arkansas. So he's probably really busy, like fixing ACs, putting in new units, doing all that kind of stuff. And I, the way she made it sound yesterday, my brother had already decided and he was going. So I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, and family can lay on those guilt trips too. And I'm easy to guilt. I am an easy person to guilt. And I like to please my parents. I think that's a common theme in my life. Oh, I like to please so-and-so. So I have a couple of tweets that I wanted to go over. I don't have any voicemails, so you guys should really give me a call at the voicemail number 479-221-9393 and leave a message. But I'm going to read some stuff from Twitter because that's there. So Wes Stone, who is going by Joan of Snark on Twitter at the moment, says, "Geeky Gay TV, I had two insurance companies for a few weeks because AAA didn't stop the policy. I looked up what happens if you have two insurance policies and an accident. The company you file a claim with should be the one that pays." Yeah, I mean, I know that, and they shouldn't deny it or anything like that, but I know when I used to work for an insurance company, for instance, if you had medical insurance, we would try to get the medical insurance company to pay at least a portion of the medical expenses, or if not all. And so there'd be like this conflict of interest between the two insurance companies, and we'd be going back and forth, and the medical insurance company would be saying, well, that, you know, it was a direct result, or the injuries were a direct result of the accident, and that's an auto insurance claim. And then we would come back and say, yes, but these are medical bills, you know. And so, I mean, not me personally, but I mean, I've just seen, I've things like that have happened when I've, you know, that I've heard in the company that I worked for. And now I worked for a high risk company and, you know, cheap. I don't know. I worked for a company that possibly did not give the best customer service. So I don't know. And it's probably not going to happen. I'm going to take care of it. I've got to take care of it. And then Scott, the Seder, says, "Dear Geeky Gay TV, Black Indigenous people of color." So from yesterday's conversation, and I do want to say, I did at one point read what that meant, but I was in the middle of recording and I didn't want to stop. And I apologize, everyone, if that was insensitive of me. I knew it meant people of color. I just wasn't sure the exact acronym. So thank you, Scott, for letting me know what that was. And then following a trend of saying "Dear Geeky Gay TV," I don't know why people on Twitter are now saying "Dear Geeky Gay TV" as if they're writing me a letter and sending it in the mail. You know, I mean, it's like, "Dearest Geeky Gay TV, I'm writing you from the battlefields." I don't know. Anyway, Baron Frosty says, "Dear Geeky Gay TV, I don't think it's common for parents to shove things up their children's rectums. That never happened in my household. Have a good therapist, or find a good therapist. Have a nice day." So actually, I should have read that on Mix Minus, but too late now. That was in referring to, I believe, something I said on Mix Minus when I was talking about when I would get sick, my mom had a tendency to give me suppositories. They were prescribed. I mean, maybe, I don't remember this, but maybe I had a tendency to throw up when I would take medicine orally. So maybe the doctor's like, "Oh, give him suppositories." But I hated it. It was the worst feeling in the world. The worst. It's like this, I don't know, it's the texture of a suppository. I mean, you guys really don't want to know this, but it was just a horrible thing. I hated it then, and I haven't done it. I mean, this was a long time ago. This was when I was probably 6 or 7 or 8 years old. So it's been a really long time. But for whatever reason, I thought of that when, I know what it was. I was saying, you know, you have to go to the doctor in person a lot of time because the nurse can't give you a suppository over Zoom. is what I was saying. But anyway, thanks for the tweets, everyone. But you guys should definitely email or call me so you know, mention me on the, or so that I mention you on the show. So the last thing that I wanted to talk about is I got this thing from my credit card company for a virtual wine tasting. And I was just thinking, you know, Mark and I are just sitting around the house doing nothing. I mean, we're working, we work out, after we're done working out, I cook dinner, we eat while watching TV, and we watch TV until it's time for bed. One of us has to brush the dog because she has to be brushed every day, and that's our routine, like every day. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. And we love to travel, we love to have new experiences. And so I got a thing from my credit card company saying they're doing virtual wine tasting. It's free. Well, so basically they have a Zoom call with a sommelier and they describe these wines to you and probably tell you technical stuff like how to do a wine tasting and I don't know, tell you the appropriate way to swish your wine around in your mouth so you like get the full effect. And you get the nose, whatever you want to call it, and you get the smell of the raspberries or whatever they use in the wine, the grapes, obviously. But I mean, you know, and so I signed up for this thing, but we do have to buy the wine separately. So the event is for free, but the accoutrement, the actual wine, you have to purchase. So it's a racket. But I thought, you know what, this is something we would do like at a restaurant or something. A lot of times we would get the wine pairings with food. So anyway, so we're going to buy these 4 or 5 bottles of wine. And then on September something or other, I don't remember when it is, we're going to do a wine tasting in our living room. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.